Okay, we get into Yeshayahu Perek Mem Vav, and we are up to a shorter perek than usual, 13 psukim. We continue discussing, Yeshayahu continues to discuss the fallacy of Avodah Zarah and believing in other forces, and how could they be compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and along the line, even making fun of some of the Avodah Zarah, and then talking to the people and saying, be strong, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realize that He is the only power. Some say this is talking in general to Klal Yisrael, which it is, as we know, every perek in Yeshayahu, whether it's speaking about a specific time period, but the messages are eternal for us. But others say it's specifically talking in the future to the time of Koresh, as we spoke about in the past couple of prakim, Koresh destroying Bavel, becoming the leader after Nebuchadnezzar is destroyed and Belshazzar is killed. Belshazzar, the leader afterwards, killed, and then Paras Umadai take over. So the Perek starts off, we're talking about Baal and Nevo. Baal and Nevo were the gods of the Babylonians. So Kara Baal, Kores Nevo, even at the time that Bavel destroyed Klal Yisrael and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And remember, this is all said hundreds of years beforehand, but it's describing as if it already happened. Karas Baal, Kores Nevo. Baal and Nevo, the gods of these Babylonians, are destroyed. Right? They have been broken. They have been bent. Hayuat sabehem lachayav alabehema. Their pieces were loaded onto animals. Right? It just shows the fallacy of you have these gods, so to speak, that you believed in. They're broken. Now they're taken on animals, either to be carted away to the garbage, or some mafarshim say they have gold and silver on them, so they're removed for their gold and silver. Nesuo sechem amusos. They're laden down with the bundles. Masa la yefa. They're such a heavy load for the animal that is carrying them. Karsu karu yachtov lo yachu malet masa. They bend and they are broken together. They can't get out of the, can't get off the load. Lo yachmu malet masa. They can't get off of the animal that they are being on. They're v'nafsham b'shvi halacha, and their soul is taken in captivity. So you think that this is what you believed in? This is a ridiculing the Avodah Zarah. The Radak says they couldn't save themselves. You expect them to save you? Lo malet atzma min amasa. Shelo yisu osama behemos v'nafsham. Hey matzma malchu b'shevi. Kol shekein. Shelo yitzilu ovdeyem. You expect them to save you? Obviously, it is something that is totally not realistic, right? We find other people in Tanakh besides Yeshayahu that even talk in a ridiculing and mocking way regarding the Avodah Zarah, right? We Gemara is going to talk about this in a minute also, Bez Hashem. But remember Eliyahu Anavi and the Nevi'ei Baal back towards the end of Sefer Malachim Aleph in Perak Yud Ches, where Eliyahu takes the Nevi'ei Baal up to Har Carmel and then he lets them go first. He takes they take their cow, Vayichuas Aparish and Asan Lahem Vayasu Vayikru B'Shem Abal Me'aboker Vada. From morning till afternoon, they're calling. They want the fire to come down from heaven. Lamar habal inenu anenu. The ain call. They don't answer us. Answer us. Vayefaschu al mizbech asher asla. They don't know what to do. Vayibat zarayim. After a whole day of listening to this, vayahatel bahem Eliyahu. Eliyahu scoffs them. Vayomer kiru b'kol gadol. Why do you call louder? Ki Elohimu. Ki siach v'chi siglo v'chi derechlo. Ula yashenu. Vayikatz, maybe he's sleeping. You gotta call louder. And what did they do? They continued. Vayikru b'kol gadol. Vayizgo the duke and mishpatam b'charev v'suburbachem. They cut themselves at shvach dam aleihem until the dam poured out from their faces. Vayikavar at sarayim. When the sarayim passed, vayisnabu alalos hamincha v'yein kol v'yein on v'yein kashev. Nothing. Eliyahu Navi says, "Okay, it's my turn. Everybody gather around now." So Eliyahu Navi also did some scoffing. And the Gemara picked up on this, and the Gemara says, scoffing is only mutter by Avodah Zarah. Generally, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's also the Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Chafei, it appears in both places. Amar of Nachman, kol leitzanusa asira, all leitzanus, all scoffing, all making fun of his asir. Bar mi leitzanusa d'avodas kochavim. The Shari accept, making fun of Avodah Zarah, which is mutter. And the Gemara there quotes this pasuk. But this pasuk, the Gemara gives a pshat that we didn't say. The pashas of the pasuk is scoffing, but the Gemara gives it even a deeper scoffing idea. Because the pasuk pashas is that when it's broken and the animals carry it off, and they have this big load and they can't escape. The Gemara darshins, and we'll see why by Hashem in a minute, the Gemara darshins were atzabehem and nesuosechem, and carrying a load relating to having to go to the bathroom and carrying tsoa, carrying excrement, and the inability to discharge and to pass the excrement, and they're full and they're stuck. And that's what they're bending down, and they're trying to go to the bathroom, and they can't go to the bathroom. That's what all these psukim mean in the Gemara Darshins. Al kvodo ki gali imenu, al tikre kvodo, al kvedo. That's the, and Rashi quotes this Gemara. Rashi quotes this pshat. Nusu osechem amunos masa rei shebeme eyem. Kvedo say. Yishayo is comparing the Avodah Zarah to tsoa, to garbage, to disgusting part of the human element, what we have to discharge. That is what is it's being compared to. Rav Schwab has an amazing piece. This just to buy the Sefer. Again, there are a couple of Rav Schwabs in the Sefer on Yishayo, which we have mentioned. It's worth it to buy the Sefer just for that piece. This is one of them, and he also cross-references to what he writes in Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva on Chumash. And that is, he discusses why throughout Tanakh, including here, based on Chazal, is Avodah Zarah compared to dung? Is it compared to waste matter? So Rav Schwab says, let's think about it. What's waste matter? We eat something, and everything that we need, the nutrients and the protein and everything our body takes, and then we pass out, we discard what is secondary, what is just comes along with it, but we don't really want that. We don't want to keep that. We just get rid of it. We take what's digested and absorbed, and then the rest is gotten rid of. So says Rav Schwab, throughout Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in human terms. Vayarash Yisrael sa yod ha-gdol asher asa Hashem Yisrael. They saw the Hashem's hand. Einei Hashem el tzadikim va'aznav el shavasam. Hashem's eyes and ears unto the tzadikim. Kamar Hashem b'ni b'chari Yisrael. Reach nichoach l'Hashem. Hashem smells, Hashem sees. Again, we know that these are all metaphors. These are all, Hashem doesn't have a hand, eye, ears, he doesn't smell. But what do? We take these metaphors in order to help us understand a little bit, and then we basically discard the metaphors. We discard the literal idea of eyes and nose and mouth and smell, and we take the messages. Once these ideas are digested and absorbed, Rabbi Schwab says, we get past the metaphors that are employed and the physical aspects of these terms are discarded. And Avodah Zarah, the opposite occurs. That which is meant to be only representative, digested, and then discarded as waste material becomes the object of the worship and is deified. Stars and become the eyes of God. Wind becomes God's powerful breath. Thunder becomes God's angry voice. They make it physical. And where it says God has a son, we had earlier in Havi'i Banai Meirachot, bring my son from afar, we say that, what does that mean? It means, doesn't mean that God has a child, it means to bring the children back, and he calls them bring the Jews back, and he calls them his child. But for example, says the Reish Rabbi, Christianity, this has become literalized, and the central figure of that religion is said to be the Son of God. So what do we see? They take something that is supposed to be discarded, the metaphor, and they focus on it. That's the waste that's supposed to be discarded. What Avodah Zarah represents is the tsoa of the mind, because it incorporates as its central object of worship that which is meant only to be utilized to convey certain ideas, but is then to be discarded and eliminated as useless waste matter after it has been digested. Says Rabbi Schwab, that's why Avodah Zarah is compared to tsoa. And then, just one Hosafi, he doesn't mention here, but it's mentioned in the Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva. Amazing. He says, he goes through this whole idea, there obviously in Hebrew, the Sefer, Ukein Zeb Avodah Zarah, HaTorah Malaya Diburim Etzirim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Lashonos HaShayechas L'Bali HaGuf, but the role is Saberes HaOzen. But after you use them, Zarkim HaSachomer V'Asur, Uma'usu Lachshov Kein. It's disgusting to think of God having a physical body. And that's why it's compared to Tzoa. But then he says, this helps explain a detail in Parsha Tetzaveh. In Tetzaveh, Rashi quotes, describing the ephod, Rashi says, out of the special apron that was connected to the choshen, lo shamati, velo matzasi, bebraisa, pirish tavni. So I'm not sure exactly what it would like, velibi omerli, but my heart says as follows. We've quoted that in other contexts where this shows the Rashi's halachic intuition that he has, libi omerli. But what's the first thing he says? The ephod was tied from the back. Shehu chogur lo me'achorav. It was tied in the back. Roch v'karachav gav ishkevin sinar. Why dafka in the back? Usually tied in the front. Why dafka in the back? Says Rabbi Schwab, the Gemara tells us that the ephod is b'chapra on Avodah Zarah. Better to have the tie of this kli in the back, connected to closest place where we can get to where the waste comes out, because that waste is Avodah Zarah, the symbol of Avodah Zarah, the message of Avodah Zarah, and that is why it is tied to the back, says Rabbi Schwab. So back to our psukim, the Gemara Darshins, explaining these psukim, Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis, as scoffing the Avodah Zarah in a deeper way than even it is understood on the surface. Good. Just one other ha'ara, and that is, it says, carried away by animals here. La chayav ala behema. Doesn't say which chayas and which behemas. It's interesting, if we look in the Radak says, shenu osu osam achar shibrotam. They, maybe this is Koresh and the Persians, carried away all the Babylonian idols after they broke them. Tanu osam ala behemos lo lichem lamadei uparas. They brought them on the animals to take them away. Kyoyu mechusim kesev izahav. Because they were covered with silver and gold. The yesh chaya shatoanim ala amasa. And there are chayos that carry a big load. Kimo hapil. Like the elephant, says the Radak. The Radak quotes the peel. So it's interesting. He quotes that the pasuk doesn't say peel. You know why the pasuk never says peel? The word peel for elephant does not appear in all of Tanakh. Why does it appear in all of Tanakh? Because it's quoted, Rabbi Slifkin quotes in his Svarim, that they didn't have elephants in the areas where the Tanakh was lived. Right? This is due to the simple reason, I'm reading from his encyclopedia, that they were not native to the land of Israel. They did not, however, live as far away as they do today. Asian elephants lived on the banks of the Euphrates until the 8th century. But the closest thing we get in Tanakh is ivory. Ivory from the tusks of elephants, that's mentioned often in Tanakh. Shlomo HaMelech's throne was made from ivory, right, brought from Tarshish. It says it's made from Ane Tarshish, Tosei Zav, Chesef, Shen Habim, which is known as ivory in Malachim Aleph. And we find other descriptions in Shir HaShirim, where ivory is mentioned. But again, that's elephants. Much in Chazal have been written on elephants, right? We know that even in Perek Shira, where we know that each animal is assigned a pasuk, the pasuk for the elephant is Marabu Masech HaShem. Because if we think about it, we're used to seeing elephants. But if we look at an elephant, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable creature. And that's why the Gemara even says, if somebody sees an Elgor in Brachis, the last parak where it talks all about if you see an elephant in a dream, or you see anything in a dream, so it says if you see an elephant, a monkey, or a kifof, you have to say a special bracha. Special bracha, Mishana Habrios. We have to realize the uniqueness of an elephant, but again, it is not in Tanakh. And there's much to be said about elephants. The Gemara talks about how do you do a kinyan on an elephant? Do you put reeds under his legs and then he could walk on it? Either way, that's a big discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin. Okay, let's get news. That's just brought up by the Radak. So Shimu Eli Beis Yaakov Hashem, after Yeshayot is told to make fun, so to speak, and scoff the idol worshippers. So he says, Shimu Eli Beis Yaakov, V'kol Sheiris Beis Yisrael. But listen to me, Jews, who don't believe in any of this, who are shouldn't, ha'amusim mini beten, who have been formed from the womb, ha'nisuim mini racham, that have been carried after coming out of the womb. The Malbim says, mini beten means while we're still inside, when we were in Mitzrayim. One of the Mefarshim said, we didn't even realize we were being formed at the time, just like a woman doesn't realize in the early days that she's even pregnant, but then afterwards we're carried. V'ad zikna anihu v'ad seva ani esbol. Hashem says, no matter how long I have you from the womb, from the cradle to the grave, right, from the beten and rechem, ad zikna anihu v'ad seva ani esbol, all the way until the end of one's life, ani asisi v'ani esa v'ani esbol v'amaleit, I will carry you, I carry Klal Yisrael throughout history, from the earlier days in history until the later days in history. Rashi says here, what does it mean, v'ani ad zikna? No, until you get old, Rashi says, Asher zikantem b'kala kochachem, even after your strength has run out, she'ein lochem zechus, that you don't have any zechus, anihu, barachamai, ubemidas tuvi, lohoshiachem, v'lamos v'laseis l'malei. Even after your zechus runs out, I'm still going to be with you. Maybe, the Rinas Yitzchak suggests, maybe, what zechus are we talking about here? Maybe we're talking about zechus avos. Zechus avos, the Gemara in Shabbos tells me, at least according to one opinion, Shmuel says, Tama zechus avos, but Tosfos there says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, this Zchus avos tama, avol bris avos lo tama. Whatever those two concepts, two different concepts. Zchus and bris. Toksiv is acharti es bisi Yaakov afla achar galus. Afla achar galus. Right, that's the zchus avos and the bris avos. Quoting the pasuk in the Chukosai, which relates to the bris avos. A lot to talk about zchus avos, but we'll see if there's time later. Let's continue. Says the one other ha'ara on this pasuk, right? Zikna and seva, right? We're familiar with those terms from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos that at every stage of life there is something for us to do. Bein chamesh lamikra, bein eser lamishnah, shlosh esrei lamitzvos. And we continue towards the end of the list. Arbaim is bina, chamishim is eitzah, shishim, 60 is zikna. Shivim is seva, right? That maybe came from our pasuk. right? Zikna and Seva are in our pasuk. She, and then we get into Gvura and Siach and 100 years old. Etchik Rabbi Yalau, in his commentary, Yachal Yisrael, wonders what the purpose of this mishnah is. What is this doing here? This Pesachta is about Midos. So what Mida is this talk teaching us? Says Rabbi Schwab, is teaching us, says Rabbi Yalau, it's teaching us the value of time. You have to use every moment for the most. So the Mishnah is telling us what we should be using at different moments of our life. He says that there's a saying that goes, Zman ukesef, time is money. Says Rabbi Shav is totally wrong. Right? Time is much more valuable than money. Money you lose, you can make it up. A time that we lose, ein la tmura. Osan chamesh dakot shepam hayu asid, hayom hein avar, shalom otze, vasher lo yashuv la'olam. This Mishnah is teaching us how to use time in the proper way. And also the fact that it goes step by step, it teaches us it's not about to, we can't skip steps. We're not supposed to skip steps in any area of our Avodas Hashem. It's to go step by step. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Haderach HaNachon of Avodas Hashem, Hi, Lolik Post, Lolan Asot, Lasot Dvarim, She'em B'yecholtach, Levatz'am, Ki Ya'us, B'matzavcha, Nochachi. Don't try to do more too much. But he says, on the other hand, don't think that you're not up to what you're supposed to be doing. It's a balance. You can't do too much, and you can't do too little either. Imke bavodas habori aser lehizdareis yeser alamida ach in lahachmitz et hashah. And that's a tough balance. We always have to make sure that we're not shortchanging ourselves, but we also can't try to do more because then it might all backfire. So continues there Yeshayo. Lemi pasakeh. Lemi tadam yuni v'sashvu. Still talking about the Avodah Zarah. Who are you comparing to me? V'sam shiluni v'nidme. Hazolim zav mikis. You pour out some gold. V'kesef bakana yishkolu. You weigh out some silver. You buy something. And then you buy somebody to make it. Yiskru tzorev yasei. Again, we can't fathom this. It's very hard to understand, us for understand the taiva for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara and the Psukim and the Gemara even Sanhedrin said there was a tremendous taiva for Avodah Zarah that the Achik Netza Gadola davened and got rid of. But this is what Yeshayo is screaming about. Try to think about it. Yisrael katev yizbeluhu. You make the idol, you schlep it back on your shoulder, v'yanichu tachtav, you put it down, v'yamod, mimkomalo yamish, it never moves. Av yitzak ilov. You start screaming at it. Think about it. Zichru zos v'hiso shashu. Says Yeshayo, remember this. V'hiso shashu. What is v'hiso shashu? Says the Mitzud Astavit. Hitchazgu liknos lev. Be strong. Like from the word ish. Be a man. Hashivu poshim alev. Put your heart. Poshim. Those who are negligent. Think about it. Rabbi Schwab writes here that this is not, as we know, Yeshayo speaks to every generation. And even if we think, what does this parak have to do with me? Avodah Zarah? We have to realize he's talking to every generation and every desire and drive in every generation has. While, says Rabbi Schwab, while the temptation to worship idols will have disappeared, other attractions that are equally as strong, such as, for example, the desire to assimilate with the surrounding cultures, immoral sexual urges, and atheism, will replace it and plague the Jewish people in the future. Whatever we're driven to, besides Torah, so that is something that we have to be very careful about. Zichru rishonos me'olam, and now remember the early days, says Hashem, ki anochi kel ve'ein od, Elohim ve'efes kamoni. Nobody is like me. Magid me'reishis achris. I know the end from the beginning. Umi kedem eshelo nasu. I know from the kedem before anything is done. Omer atzasi takum. The kol chefsi yaseh, I do everything that I want. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything before. Right, it relates to the philosophical conundrum about how does Hashem know why we still have Bechira Chavshis. So that is a shaila that the Rambam brought up. The Raivin thought that the Rambam shouldn't have even brought it up because the answer isn't as good as the question and you're just going to lead people astray. That is what the Raivin writes in Hilchas Tshuva. Amar Avram lo nog zeh machaber minak hachachamim she'ein adam maschil bedavar v'lo yada lahashlimo v'hu heichel b'she'elot u'b'kushiyot. He started with very strong questions. V'iniach adavar b'kushya v'achziru le'emuna v'tov hayelo la'aniach adavar b'tmimus ha'tmimim v'lo yo'orer libam v'yaniach d'daitam b'safek v'ulay sho'achaz yavo hiru b'libam alzeh. The Ravid says, I don't know why the Rambam is, I like this question, he never gave an answer, but those who look at the Rambam, explain, some say the Rambam is giving an answer against what the Ravid thought. The Rambam is saying in his answer, there in the end of Perek Hey of Hilchas Shuva in Hey Hey, the Rambam says Shakadosh Baruch Hu eini yodeya b'deya shehi chutz mimenu kibnei Adam shehein v'daitam shnayim. Elohu Yisbarach Shema v'daitu echad. Hashem doesn't know, and there's knowledge that could come to him, and he can lose it. Chas v'shalom. No, he is his knowledge. Ve'ein daito shala Adam yichol hasig davar zel borya. We can't understand this. Ukeshem she'in koach ba'adam lasig lumso amitas haborei kilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. We can't understand God. We can't understand His knowledge. And because of that, and He just Hashem created everything. He is outside His. He and His das are not something two separate things. We can't even say the words. There are no words to describe what it is. We just know what it isn't. It's not that Hashem gains knowledge. Hashem is His knowledge. And the Rambam therefore is telling us, some explain, what the answer is. Hashem created time. Hashem is outside of the timeline. It's not that Hashem knows before or after or during. There is no before, after, or during for Hashem. And therefore you can't ask the question of how does He know beforehand? Because that's just from our finite, small view. From we know that there's time. Hashem is outside of time, and therefore you can't even ask the question. That's what Hashem means here. And Yeshayahu says it. Magid Mereshis Achris. From your point of view, I know it beforehand. Umikedem Hashem Lanas. Right, this parak is said more than 100 years before it took place. Omer Atzasita Kumvako Chetzi Eseh. Finally finishing up. Koremi Mizrach Ayat. Hashem will call from the east an Ayat. Who is the Ayat here? Various different shot, and the Radak thinks it's Koresh. Rabbi Schwab also thinks based on context. Rashi thinks it's Avram Avinu, right, coming from Brisbane and Basarim. The father of the Radak thinks it's Mashiach. Either way, Hashem would call somebody, Me'eretz Merchak Ish Atzasi, someone who has my wisdom in him, Achti Barti Afaviana, Yatzadi Afasena. I'll bring him. Let's go with the Radak's pshat, that is Koresh, and Rabbi Schwab's pshat. He continues that Yeshayahu is forecasting that Koresh is going to tell us to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then, Shimu Eli Abirei Lev, listen to me, you stubborn of heart. Who is he talking to? Yeshayahu is talking to most Jews who did not come up to Bayisheni when Ezra said, let's go back, and even after there was a 14-year hiatus between the beginning of the building from Koresh and the continuation and completion of Daryavesh, the son of Achashverosh and Esther. So there was a break. So many people just gave up and they didn't go back. And only 43,000 Jews went back. Hundreds of thousands of Jews did not go back. Nah, this isn't a really geula. Why is it taking so long? I want to go when there's a Beis HaMikdash. The same tainus that we hear Bizman Azeh, Rachmana Litzlan. That's what happened. And Yeshayahu is talking to them. Shimu Eli Abirei Lev. Harechokim Mitztaka. That are far from the truth. Kerafti Tzidkasi Lo Sirchak. It's close. Utshuasi Lo Sa'achar. I won't delay my salvation. V'nasati B'tzion Tshua Li Yisrael Tifarti. Rabbi Schwab writes hauntingly that Hashem said, I will put my Shechin in Tzion. Right? And I could have made Zerubbabel into Mashiach, and it could have been done. But we didn't go back, and we didn't jump on the ship to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we were abirei lev, and therefore we blew it at that time. So that's what Yeshayahu was forecasting, and maybe it's talking to us as well, that we have to really recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to start the process and to come back, and we have to have all the Jews, Be'ez Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.